us lead the way.
Tell a friend.
We are WS Radio.
WSRadio.ws.
The worldwide leader in internet talk.
This is Jacqueline Marcel, the author of Elder Rage, and I'm your host for Coping with Caregiving. Be sure to check out my website, elderrage.com, for more valuable resources for you. You can also see a list of my upcoming guests for this program. Now stay tuned, because coming up next, we're going to be speaking with Carmen Leal. She's the author and publisher of many books, including two on a subject close to her heart, Faces of Huntington's and also Portraits of Huntington's. They're books for and about people with Huntington's disease and their caregivers who care for them. In addition to her extensive writing, Carmen is a national speaker and a fabulous singer. I know, I have her CD. You can find out more about this multi-talented lady on www.carmenleal.com. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back with Carmen. This is Jacqueline Marcel, the author of Elder Rage, or Take My Father, Please, How to Survive Caring for Aging Parents. If you're coping with caregiving now or think it is just about to befall you, you just have to read my book so you don't needlessly go through all the pitfalls that I did. It's a tough subject, but I promise laughter out loud as you learn everything you ever wanted to know about elder care but were afraid to ask. After you learn how I solved the seemingly endless crisis, I include answers to the toughest caregiving questions, tons of resources, and an enlightening chapter by a renowned dementia specialist, A Physician's Guide to Treating Dementia, which makes Elder Rage valuable for everyone from the family to the physician. I am honored that Elder Rage has received 45 prestigious endorsements, including Hugh Downs, Regis Philbin, Dr. Dean Adele, Duke University, and Johns Hopkins Memory Clinic. For more information that may change your life, please log on to elderrage.com.
Hello, I'm Lee Mirabal, Director of Programming and Sales here at WS Radio. I want to thank you for listening and fill you in on a few important facts. We've just reached our 1,000,000th listener and now broadcast 37 unique shows. If you have an idea for a show, we'd like to hear from you. Our weekly lineup is booked, but we do have nights and weekends available. Click the Host Wanted banner on the WS Radio homepage for more information. If you want to increase sales of a product or service, there are some powerful reasons to consider advertising with WS Radio. First, unlike traditional radio, our audiences are highly targeted, online, and ready to order, and we guarantee the number of listeners that will hear your commercial. Bottom line, advertising on WS Radio works. For a limited time, there are some very attractive, low-cost offers for first-time advertisers. Find out more by clicking on the Advertise link on the top of our homepage. Again, we thank you for listening to WS Radio.
Are you sick and tired of watered-down talk radio?
Right back.
Listen to WS Radio. WSRadio.ws. The worldwide leader in internet talk.
Welcome back. This is Jacqueline Marcel, the author of Elder Rage, and I'm your host for Coping with Caregiving. Now we're going to be speaking with Carmen Leal. She's an expert in Huntington's disease, and she's written two excellent books on the subject, Faces of Huntington's and Portraits of Huntington's. Hi, Carmen. Welcome.
Hi, Jacqueline. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. So tell us, educate us, what is Huntington's disease?
Simply put, it is the disease from hell.
Yes.
And I'm sure everyone, regardless of their disease, feels the same way.
Yes.
What's unique about this disease is it does affect both the body and the mind simultaneously.
Hmm.
It also strikes individuals between the ages of 35 to 55, typically.
Oh, so young.
So very young. And although there are 10% who have juvenile, which can be as young as 2 years old.
Oh.
So it's just tragic. But it's inherited, unlike
okay.
most diseases. And if you have it, your offspring have a 50% chance of getting the gene as well.
Oh, boy.
It's degenerative, and it could last 10, 20, 30 years.
Oh, wow.
Eventually, individuals cannot walk or talk or read or write. They can't see themselves. They can't bathroom themselves. They can communicate with their eyes, maybe, but that's about it. And they're trapped in that body. And prior to that, they get to go through wonderful things like personality changes, depression, mood swings, unsteady gait, impaired judgment, paranoia, obsessive compulsive, all kind of fun things.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's pretty wicked.
So Are there warning signs? What are the first warning signs of it? Like with Alzheimer's, it's they ask you the same question over and over. They tell you a story, and then a half hour later tell you the same elaborate story.
You know, it differs with people, and that makes it hard to diagnose.
Oh.
First of all, it's often misdiagnosed because it can parrot something like multiple sclerosis.
Mm.
It can look like early onset Alzheimer's. It can look like a mental disorder, like severe depression. It can look like a number of things. So it really depends upon the individual. But typically what I have seen is the mental symptoms come first. Sadly, they're the same mental symptoms that come, oh, say, from being a parent of teenager.
Okay.
You know, or from having stress at work or having a tough marriage. Eventually, though, the physical symptoms do kick in, and the prevalent one is what we call chorea, which is the uncontrollable movements. They're broad movements.
Uh-huh.
It's not shaking like, say, for instance, Parkinson's. That hits inability to swallow correctly, so a tremendous weight loss, the slurred speech, the gait that's very, it looks almost like they're drunk.
Huh.
Those are the physical symptoms.
Huh.
Typically, it's a combination of mental and physical that finally get someone to say, aha, maybe we should test for this. Unless they know there is a family history of Huntington's. If you have Huntington's, you will pass on the gene if you have children. Well, 50% chance you will.
Okay.
If you get the gene, you will get symptoms, period, in the discussion.
Oh.
If you do not have the gene, you cannot pass it on.
Okay, so how, can people be tested for this?
There is a test. You have to be 18, and it's almost 100% accurate, and it's a simple blood test. However, they do require counseling.
Okay, of
before,
course.
Before, during, and after, because people with Huntington's are 8 times more likely to commit suicide than any other terminal disease.
Oh.
So they want to make sure that you're ready for this diagnosis before they give you the news, and then you go off and do something, plus the fact that there is no cure. So knowing about it, there's not going to be any proactive measures you can take anyway.
Is there anything to help with it? Like with Alzheimer's, we're so blessed to have the, you know, the Aricept, the Exelon, the Reminil, vitamin E therapy, the things that they know to keep the brain active with memory jogging. Doctors believe they can slow it down, mask the symptoms by an extra 2 to 4 years. Is there anything like that for Huntington's?
There's nothing yet to slow down symptoms. They are certainly working on that right now. That is the goal. There are things that you can do. For example, if you have depression, there are many drugs that you can take.
Of course.
For Paxil, Prozac, whatever. If you have obsessive compulsive, if you have whatever the symptom is.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of the physical symptoms, the movements, that's pretty much you're stuck with it.
So you said it's a broad, like the arm like slashes out. It's not
yes.
like shaking like we see with Parkinson's. It's more broad movements, you said.
Very broad movements.
Uh-huh.
And not everyone has them, and that makes it tough for a doctor to diagnose.
Very hard.
Yeah. So, like my husband didn't have that.
No.
And that was my interest in Huntington's as I live with it. And I had doctor after doctor who said, this man has no Huntington's. He doesn't have chorea.
Oh.
There's a blood test that proves he has it, but doctors don't listen.
Okay.
You've never gone through that, though, Jack.
Oh, no. I have no idea
yeah.
what you're talking about, Carmen. And so how does this all affect the family? You did many, many years, I know, of caregiving with your husband.
Well, first of all, you're dealing with almost an invisible disease to start with. People don't understand that there's something wrong with this person. And it just seems just like when our kids are out in public and are so well-behaved,
right.
and everyone goes, your kids are perfect. And then they go home
uh-huh.
and they're like little devils.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I found that that happened a lot with David.
Oh, yeah?
He would go out in public, he'd go to the doctors, he'd be great. And people say, why are you whining? And then I'd go home. But it also affects you financially. We sadly, because of the way it happened, David lost his job and lost his benefits.
Mm.
So we actually did Huntington's with no insurance,
oh.
which is just a whole lot of fun.
Yeah.
The more you work, the less, you know, in the home taking care of this person, the less you are able to earn. And because it happens in peak time of your life, that is peak earning period.
Oh, yeah.
And that's also when you're raising your kids.
And how old was he when he came down?
David was about 40 when he came down with it. Mm. Well, 40 when the symptoms came to the point where I said, oh, this is not just that maybe he's stressed out.
Right.
I'm going to say he probably had symptoms 5 or 7 years prior to that.
That's what I wanted to ask you. So it can take a long time with these other symptoms that can just be stress and who knows what it is.
Exactly.
Okay.
And that makes it hard for the person at risk.
Right.
Because they're looking at their parent, and then they're looking at themselves and saying, is this me?
Right.
Or is this Huntington's? Do I just have a jerk for a boss, and that's why I ask this way? Maybe I'm depressed because my girlfriend dumped me. That's valid. Or maybe I'm depressed because of Huntington's, and that's why she dumped me. So it's a real complicated situation. And, of course, children that live in these families get to understand that I may get this.
Oh, how scary.
So it's very scary, and it's hard for them to often decide to live a full life.
Of course.
Because why live a full life if you're going to die prematurely or if you're going to live so long trapped in your body?
So where can people go for help and support?
There are a number of places. There is a national center for Huntington's. It's called the Huntington's Disease Society of America. And that website is hdsa.org. And their phone number is area code 800-345-HDSA.
Okay.
Probably even a better website, just packed full of information, was put together by three caregivers that are advocates. And that address is www.hdac.org, and that's called the Huntington's Disease Advocacy Center. And it is probably the definitive website to get links beyond that. If you're a caregiver and you're listening or you know somebody who might need this, I have a site that is called HD Caregivers. It's exclusively for individuals who caregive people with Huntington's. And that website is a link from my main site, writerspeaker.com/hdcaregivers.html.
And your two books, there's not too many books out there on Huntington's. You kind of
wrote the
pioneer.
Book. I'm kind of the pioneer. That wasn't a medical book. And Faces of Huntington's tells the story of about 60 different people. I weave my story and their story, and we discuss things like medication and suicide and should you have kids or not and how to cope, but it's all done in stories from people who have lived with it every day of their life. The second book, Portraits of Huntington's, has a subtitle called Choosing Joy Through Life Lessons, and that's an opportunity mm-hmm. to look at all these people who are living with a horrible disease but still managing to be joyful and be heroes, and it's fun and uplifting, and it's just a delightful book. And those books are available on my website at writerspeaker.com. Amazon.com has them, or the toll-free number is 1-800-356-9315.
Now, how many people have Huntington's?
Huntington's, they've just revised the numbers, and it's now about 40,000 in the U.S.,
okay.
with another 250,000 at risk. So we are a teeny tiny little disease. It's called an orphan disease versus something like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's with masses of people, sadly, who have it. And we also have no celebrities with it.
Right.
And that makes fundraising excruciatingly hard. It's difficult for people.
Well, I hope our listeners will, we're almost out of time, log on to your site, and if they want to get involved, they can get in contact with you, and you can tell them how they can help.
Oh, we'd love to tell them all that.
Oh, yes. Oh, Carmen, I'm so sorry we're out of time.
I know, it goes so fast.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
All right, Carmen, talk to you soon.
And thank you for all you do for caregivers.
Thank you, Carmen.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Oh, shoot, we're out of time. This is Jacqueline Marcel, and I'm your host for Coping with Caregiving. I hope you've enjoyed our edutaining program. Please join us here every Saturday, 3 to 5 Pacific Time. Tell your friends. And don't forget that you can listen to all of my Coping with Caregiving archives online anytime.
Help us lead the way.
Tell a friend.
We are WS Radio.
WSRadio.ws.
The worldwide leader in Internet talk.
Hey, big guy, you've been ignoring me lately. Remember when we first met? We spent every weekend together. What happened? You used to take such great care of me. Is it my appearance? I realize my paint finish is a bit dull and I don't look pretty as I once did. Listen, all I need is a little TLC. Last time we were out, you parked me next to a real beauty. She sparkled so bright you couldn't keep your eyes off of her. She told me her guy just gave her a coat of PPS paint sealant. It's a no-wax finish, an easy two-step process, starting with a natural paint cleaner, which restores the finish to its original condition. The second step is an acrylic Teflon paint sealant that seals and maintains the deep shine. Low cost. high return. Check out their money guarantee at www.nowaxfinish.com. Let's reunite. Treat me right with PPS. www.nowaxfinish.com.